we are very advanced at the in the preparations of this election, because now we are at the process of recruitment of the electoral agents. The list, the informatic list, has been given, and now we are expecting the results of the health check from the Constitutional Court. So the Constitutional Court has submitted the candidates to different exams, health exams, and see whether they are really qualified to handle a country. So the medical team has already checked them and have 72 hours to give back the result to the Constitutional Court, which will submit it to SENA for the treatment.
So which of the candidates have so far qualified for the presidential election?
Three teams has been retained to continue this process. We have the team made up with Sumanu Jemba, and his vice president will be maybe Paul Hunkwe. We have the team of Corante Kohwe and Irene Agosa. And the last one is that of Patrice Talon, the current president, and the vice president will be Zime Talata. But these three candidates has been submitted to a health control at the Constitutional Court. It is just after that that we are going to know really those who have been retained to continue the process.
The opposition says the Electoral Commission is not truly independent and that the elections will not be transparent or credible. They are saying that the Electoral Commission is literally doing the bidding of the ruling party and by extension the president. What is your response to that?
The president of the National Electoral Commission used to say that the National Electoral Commission, SENA, is not qualified to vote the laws or to interpret the laws. The National Electoral Commission is there to apply the laws. So once the law has been voted and promulgated by the president of the republic, the National Commission's role is to apply it. So whenever opposition or who else want to say something, they have to address themselves to those in charge of voting laws instead of coming to the National Electoral Commission, because whatever we say is applying these new laws that let them bring their files at the National Electoral Commission. So they are already following these new laws, but up to them to talk to the concerned ones, those in charge of voting laws, instead of coming to the National Electoral Commission. For we at the National Electoral Commission, this election will be fair and credible following the new laws of the country.
Has the Electoral Commission addressed all the concerns of the opposition groups or parties before the upcoming elections?
Many meetings has been done with different parties. And what you have to know is that we have some parties who has been recognized by the Minister of Interior during the course of the process, which means that at the beginning, there are some parties which were not there when we were talking to the different parties who are willing to partake to these elections. But once they have been recognized and the file is okay at the Minister of Security, they have been addressed. Many invitations, some of them answered, came to the invitation, but some other ones don't feel it necessary to be part of this, to partake to these meetings organized by the National Electoral Commission. But at the National Electoral Commission, we have an agenda and we are following our timetable. We are following our planning. So whatever we do has been already discussed with the politician before the process was engaged.
So what should be the expectations of Beninese in the upcoming elections from the Electoral Commission?
Beninese has to trust their institution, most of all, the National Electoral Commission, meaning that what we are doing at the National Electoral Commission is to make it sure that these coming elections are fair, credible, and inclusive. So we are calling everybody to a sense of patriotism and a big sense of responsibility to make these elections a feast, as we used to do in Benin.